Hey, so last night we talked about this idea that Jesus invites us to come to him with whatever we're carrying that's bigger and heavier than we know what to do with, and to make a trade, to give him what we're carrying. We talked about the fact that because of what he did on the cross, he carried every burden we ever could. He joined us in shame, rejection, pain, all of it. And then we know the rest of the story is that the Father raised him from the dead 3 days later. So that because of what Jesus did, he shouldered everything we could, we ever could imagine, everything we ever couldn't carry. He absorbed all of it, and he won the battle. So he's now strong enough to carry it. So we talked about what it looks like to come to him, and Kyle asked a really good question last night as he sent us out. So practically, what does that look like? How do you actually do that? It sounds nice, doesn't it, to go, oh, Jesus could take this from me, but that's not just a switch that gets flipped. So how do you actually day in, day out, begin to bring to Jesus the things that are weighing you down and experience him carry them for you? That's what we're going to talk about just briefly this morning, and it's the idea of how to have a daily devotion, or some people call it a quiet time. Have you heard about this idea of a daily devotion or a quiet time? Show me your hand just so I know. Okay, cool. So if that idea is a little new to you, we're going to talk through how to do it and what it would look like to actually have a devotion or quiet time that began to transform you. I don't know if you're like me in this, but I have tried for many, many years to have morning devotions, and often it looks like this. I will read a paragraph or a chapter in the Bible. I will kind of think I understand it. I'll then close my Bible. I'll pray a little bit, and then I'll get ready for my day. And if you asked me what I read by about 10 a.m., I wouldn't have a chance of being able to tell you what it was. Anybody else have that experience when you try to read the Bible? Okay, yeah. So it seems like that kind of quiet time probably is not doing much to transform me. Probably isn't. And I usually feel like a big old failure, because I feel like really spiritual people read their Bibles and pray and they encounter God, and something's wrong with me that I'm not doing. So we're going to talk through some things that we can do when we read our Bible, when we have a devotion in the morning, to help it be more impactful. So the first thing you gotta do, if you've got journals, I would encourage you to take notes. We're just gonna teach a very brief process for how to spend 15 minutes with the Lord in a way that helps to transform you. Okay, so the first, it starts with Bible reading. So we got the aim of what we're after here, the aim of having a devotion is to let God's word and our experience meet. Okay, that is what we are after when we spend time with the Lord. I think most of our struggles in life come because what God has said and what I'm experiencing every day are so far apart from each other, and they seem to not connect at all. So the aim of our spending time with the Lord is let God's word connect with what we're experiencing every day. That is what we're after when we spend time with the Lord anytime. Okay, so how does that happen? How does that break down? So we're gonna start with Bible reading, and we read the Bible to hear God speak. How many of you have ever had that experience that you would just love for God to speak out loud and answer your question? Anybody ever just thought, man, life would be so much easier if God just spoke out loud and it was over? Okay, what we are told is that when we open our Bibles, that we are actually encountering the very word of God. I have a friend who they made like a chore chart for their daughters, and they posted it on the wall in their room. And they came in one day, and their daughter hadn't done a single one of her chores that she was supposed to do that day. And she said, hey, why haven't you done what we asked you to do? And she said, well, I was waiting for you to tell me. And they said, oh, no. When we posted it on your wall, that was telling you. That was it. We're done. Okay, so many times God has actually spoken to us in his scripture, and we're saying, God, I'm just waiting for you to speak. And I think his answer would be, I have spoken. Why don't you come listen? And so the point of our Bible reading is that we can actually encounter the word of God. And if this, I know we're just saying in one sentence, read your Bibles. If that's as intimidating to you as it often is to me, if you don't even know where to start, I know that your cell leaders, it would be like their joy to spend a half an hour with you and just practice reading the Bible with you. And so I encourage you, just ask them. Say, I don't even know where to start reading my Bible. And they would love to show you. A great thing to do is just to take the passages that we're teaching in FSM. and just spend some time in those during the week. That would be a great place to start. Ask your cell leader. They would love to teach you how to read the Bible. So it starts with reading the Bible to hear God speak. And then the next thing is something called meditation. Okay, so how many of you, when you hear the word meditation, you picture incense and people sitting with their legs crossed and maybe floating off the floor about 6 inches? Okay, yeah. So that is what Eastern meditation looks like. That is not what we are talking about at all, okay? The goal of that kind of meditation is to clear your mind and make sure you're not thinking anything, okay? This is the exact opposite of that. Biblical meditation is about filling your mind with God's thoughts and God's words. So what meditation is meditation is how God's word begins to affect us personally. So many times whenever I have a quiet time, like I said, I would read the Bible and I would encounter some of God's truth and I would say, okay, yep, I understand that, I get it. And then I would step over here and I would start to pray about what was going on in my life. And what I read 3 minutes before did not affect the way I prayed at all. Do you see the problem? That there's a giant gap between our Bible reading and our praying. Meditation is what fills that gap. Meditation is taking God's word and just spending some time chewing on it. Do I have any hot tea drinkers in here? Anybody enjoy hot? I'm starting to learn how to like hot tea. Okay, to drink hot tea, you put the tea bag or the leaves in the cup and then you pour the water and you let the water sit for a while, right? 5 to 10 minutes, and you let the water be shaped, be transformed by the tea so that it starts to taste like it. That's what meditation is meant to do. If we read a passage of the Bible and then immediately close our Bibles and walk away, we have not given it any time to start to get inside us. Does that make sense? I think that's the reason we can forget by 10 a.m. what we read, is we haven't given the scriptures any time to affect us, to touch us, to get inside our minds and our hearts. So I think this idea of how to meditate on God's word is the central one. So did everybody get one of these yellow cards when you came in? Hold it up to show me just so I can feel confident that you all have one. Okay, very, very good. Donald Whitney, who's one teacher, he says, meditation is deep thinking on the truths and spiritual realities revealed in scripture or upon life from a scriptural perspective for the purpose of understanding, application, and prayer. That's a big old definition. Spend some time with it later. What we have here is a list of different practical ways for you to meditate. Like to read the passage slowly and spend time thinking about every word. So you're going to pick from your Bible reading a verse or two that stood out to you. And you're going to pick one of these ideas, one of these ways to meditate, and you're going to take 5 minutes to do it. So you might just read the passage slowly and think about each word and what it means. Another one is to rewrite the passage in your own words. Try to think if you, this is one of my favorite exercises. How many of you lead elementary students at Fellowship? Okay, so this is a really great exercise for leading, but it's also just great for life. Take the passage and say, how would I say this to a 9-year-old? I think that's one of the best exercises you can do, is how would I reword this verse for a 9-year-old? And try to write it out for yourself. The fourth one down, think of an illustration of the passage. What does this idea look like? And for our artistic people in the room, sketch it, draw it. One of the things my wife loves to do that's really, really powerful is she will write the words of the passage out on paper, and then she will illustrate the words with the feelings and the ideas that they bring out. And it gives her just a depth of understanding of what the passage says. So what you're going to do is you're going to take some time after Bible reading to take a verse and do one of these exercises on it. And what that's going to do is that's going to let your mind and your heart just chew on the verse long enough that it starts to get inside you. So that later throughout the day, you can come back to these ideas and they're going to get inside you. Guys, being transformed by Jesus takes time and it takes work. If you think about anything else you want to grow in, it does not happen overnight. And so this is the process of committing to let God's word shape you so that our meditation then leads us into prayer. And so prayer is about personally bringing our experiences to God in a way that is shaped by his word. It's bringing the things that we're going through to God, telling him about them, but in a way that has his word starting to affect how we see life. If you ever read the Psalms are a prayer book in the Bible. And what you'll notice is the psalmists start out really laying out their feelings to God, and sometimes like really, like shockingly honest ways. Like saying, God, you've given up on me. God, you disappeared. God, you're not there anymore. God, life's not fair. And as they pray through the Psalms, as they pray through their prayer, the truth of God's promises start to shape the way they see things, and you'll see that play out. That's our aim of prayer, is to begin to share with God our life in a way that's shaped by our meditation on His Word. Okay, now, part of what it takes for this to happen is to actually understand what we're experiencing. And this is something I have not been good at most of my life. And so anybody in here like a really good journaler, like you just love to write out your thoughts? Okay, I am terrible at journaling. It feels exhausting. I'm kind of super on the ADHD spectrum. And so to actually be forced to sit down and write my thoughts is the most frustrating thing in the world. So I'm really bad at journaling. I had to make journaling really, really simple to help me understand my thoughts and feelings. And so I just had to make it three basic questions that I would answer in like bullet point form. And I encourage you, do this throughout your day. Do this at the end of your day. And you're just gonna answer three basic questions. What happened? And try to answer that question in like as just like news reporter fact style that you can. I went to lunch with friends. I told a story at lunch. My friend said something that sounded like he was making fun of me. Those are the facts, right? That's what happened. That's all it is. Just write out what happened. And then in the second question, what did I feel? The way we experience life is with emotion. There's what happened, and then there's what we feel about it. So for those of us who are uncomfortable, we're gonna have to get really, really good with our feeling words. If you don't know what feeling words are, have you seen the movie Inside Out? Okay, that's your starting point. You've got five feeling words: joy, fear, disgust, anger, and sadness. And I would add, because it's the sixth one that I think gets me the most, embarrassment, okay? Those are your feeling words, and just try to think about, how did you feel when that happened? How do you feel about it right now? And then the last question to answer is, what does God have to say? And maybe even bring in at this point what you meditated on. What does God's word say that you spent time on this morning? And this right here, guys, is a great start to praying. Just tell God, God, this is what happened today. This is how I felt about it. And Lord, this is what I know you say. And in this way, you're gonna let, this is a great model for how to let the things that you're reading in your Bible start to meet with the things that you're experiencing every day. And this, I think, is just a really practical way we can begin to experience taking the things that are heavy to us and giving them to the Lord and letting Him shape us. So what we're gonna do here in a little while is, on the back of your card, you have five verses that are recommended. Pick one. The goal is not to do all five. You're gonna pick one, go spend some time reading it, and then choose one of the ways to meditate on the back. Give a few minutes to that. And then think about your weekend. Think about your week. Think about a moment that was either exciting or hard or scary. And tell God what happened and how you felt about it. And then how what you meditated on shapes or speaks into that experience. So that's what we're going to practice this morning, in an attempt to try to see what it would look like for God's word to shape how we live life. Lord, we love you. Thank you for this opportunity to pull away. Thank you for the fact that you care. You care about the experiences in our life, from the really, really big tragic ones to the seemingly really small ones, like getting embarrassed over a lunch conversation. Lord, you care and you speak into them. So I pray right now that we would make ourselves available to you, to be spoken into, to be shaped and transformed. We love you and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.